Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We are back. You are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your host, Miss Angel, on deck. And we're back with the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues, part two. And in part one, you have heard our guest, Vanessa Collins. She spoke on loneliness, and she began to discuss about, you know, her part with loneliness, what things that she had dealt with. And then you heard Antoinette. She talked, picked up about, you know, having loneliness in the church, you know, when I'm saying, in the body of Christ, and different things that she had encountered. And I talked about grieving, and I also talked about mourning, how, you know, different situations like that can take you in a dark place. And I began to share about how I was once in that dark place and what we had to battle against. So we're back on with part two, and we have Vanessa Collins back with us. We have our sister Annette Felton, Tammy Laster, and Anjanette Taylor with us again. So we're going to go ahead and click them on. And she also talked about rejection. Antoinette did. She talked about rejection as well. So we're going to click everybody on. We just want to make sure, Tammy, you can let me know when you're ready for me to open up your mic. I'm not going to do that yet until I hear from you that you are ready. But we do have Annette, your mic is open. Vanessa, your mic is open. And Anjanette, your mic is open as well. So since we greeted at the beginning, we're going to have you greet the people first, Annette. You can go ahead and greet the people since you wasn't on the first part.
Amen.
Are you
praise
there?
God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I'm here, woman of God. First of all, I give God praise and I honor him. He is my life. And I honor you, woman of God, and I thank you for the invite. I thank you just for airing this and allowing people all around the world to hear. Glory to God.
Yes.
Just that word alone, transparency. When you're able to be you, the you that God chose for you to be, the authentic you, the real you, the genuine
yes.
you. See, woman of God, we got to twist it.
Yeah.
We put on for people. We honor people. We want people. But we want God to get the glory out of this life. When you worship
That's
him,
right.
you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. This is a faith walk. Now faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to know him for yourself. I was listening as you were talking about what everyone was talking about in the first half of the show. And when you talk about
yeah.
rejection, when you talk about loneliness, all of that, everything that we go through on the face of this earth, is in the Word of God. Something in the Word of God is there to strengthen you, to help build
yeah.
you. See, this is what I've been talking about with the people on last week. Your relationship,
mm-hmm.
the Father. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
See, where we get our feelings hurt, as we begin to worship people, we don't know the difference. Come on, somebody. You got to understand
yeah.
in this life, in order for God to even move in your life, you've got to connect with him. You got to read your word every day. You got, and even
yeah.
if you don't read it like Kim, Sue, and Bob, if you don't go to church like Mary, Tom, and Sue, if you don't do it like they
yeah.
do it, that's where we mess up at. You got to save yourself, glory to God. You got to
yeah.
know it for yourself. Then when you go through, you will know what to do because it's in the Word. He said he'll never
That's
leave
right.
us nor forsake us. You got to believe the Word.
That's right.
And see, this is when you hear people say, I don't go to church because of this, and I don't go to church. It's not about you not going to church. Oh, my God. It's about when you
yeah.
Open your eyes and when your feet hit the floor, who did you acknowledge? Who,
yeah.
who did you want to see? Who you wanted God to see the good?
so that you know you're living the life for him and not for people. We get our feelings hurt
because
we invest too much in people. The Bible says, love and kindness have I drawn thee with love and kindness, woman of God. What I want people to know tonight or today, you got to learn him for yourself. That way, when you do go into that place of worship and you hear them bringing the word forth, you know that it is the word, because the word brings life. The word, it builds, it encourages. One thing I know about Jesus, he didn't do a lot of talking about nothing. When he opened up his mouth, it was to build somebody. It was to encourage somebody. Oh, my God. It was to speak life to somebody. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. We got to learn to choose this day who we going to serve. See, we take that one scripture and we look at it like this. We say, the Bible says that we ought to choose ye this day who we will serve. That word is there for all of us to understand that it's a choice. It's a choice that you must make to choose God over everything. Glory to God. Because, see, God will, he will give you that strength. He'll give you that stability. He'll give you the know-how, but you got to know him for yourself. The strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Iron sharpens iron. All of that is in the word of God to help you understand that no matter what's going on, John talking about Sue talking about Bob, he and her business, she and this, you know, we don't have time for all of that. We got to wear Jesus every day. Now, do I mean go around here carrying a briefcase and a Bible? What it takes for you, it don't take for me. What you can wear, I can't wear. What you can say, I can't say. What you can do, I can't do. Does that mean that I'm better than you or you better than me? Does that mean that your sin is small and mine is greater? Know him for yourself. That way you don't have to debate. That way you don't have to question. You'll know for yourself. For those of you that are listening, and I'm going to close my mouth, woman of God, but see, I get excited because people need to understand in the time that we're living in, you got to know God for yourself. That way deliverance, it can take place, and you know didn't nobody do it but God. Man didn't give me that job, God did. Man didn't give me that car, God did. Man didn't give me that money, God did. I don't know about Shia. The reason I know that God did, because it was because of his grace and mercy that I was able to go to the job. Everything we do in this life, be it you go to church or you don't, be it you pray or you don't, everything in this life you're going to be held accountable for. So for those of you that feel like, well, I don't think it takes all of that, and God will disinherit you when you get lackadaisy. I'm going to tell you what I know. When you start turning over to all the things that you know you shouldn't do and you keep doing it, Lord, help me to stop doing this, but you keep doing it. Lord, help me not to say this, but you keep saying it. In order for God to do anything in our life, we got to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's all about your relationship with him. You got to know him for yourself, people. Know him for yourself. That way you don't have to question, do I have the wrong skirt on? Know him for yourself. That way you don't have to question, can I go spend a night over Kim's house? Can I go over Bob's house? Knowing for yourself, and that way you don't have to run and ask everybody else. You don't need everybody else's opinion. The Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Not I'm going to beat you over the head with the word of God, but love and kindness. Glory. I'm going to stop right here, woman of God. But know God for yourself. That way when rejection come near your door, you submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Well, how do you do that, Annette? Be consistent.
Yep.
If you want to know your real father, your biological father, you communicate with him. You build a bond. You have a relationship. Same thing with our daddy in heaven. You got to talk to him. You got to listen to him.
Yep.
You got to obey him. But see, you got to know him for yourself. Apostle is not God. Bishop is not your God. Prophet is not your God. All these titles are not your God.
They that worship him
must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you want to get delivered from yourself? I'm telling you, when God delivered a net from a net, that's when the net starts seeing her nasty, disgusting self. But you got to know God. I keep putting emphasis on it. Know God for yourself, because people cannot get you to heaven. Their opinion about you, their opinion about your relationship with God is not going to get you or them in heaven. And let me hit you with a little nugget. For those of you that have so much concern about who's sinning, the same person that you're trying to put in hell, you're going right with them, because you're doing something that's not of God. Running your mouth is not of God. Jesus was a man of very few words. And when he encouraged the people, it was because his mouth was open. We open our mouth and we prophesy somebody in the grave. We open our mouth and we speak death and damnation on somebody's family. We open our mouth and everything that come out of it is not like God. You better know God for yourself. That way you don't have to join somebody else's court. You don't have to join because you are best friends with bishop or apostle or pastor. See, we got it twisted, woman of God. Angel, Nessa, my God, prophet Tammy, Sister Antoinette, we got it twisted. Instead of knowing God for ourselves, we know what time apostle go to bed at night. We know how many arguments she had with her husband. It already has nothing to do with God. The reason we're so mixed up and messed up is because we got too much mess. I'm talking about those of us that say we are Christ-like, those that say we are set apart for the master's use. How are we set apart for the master's use, and we can't even stand next to somebody that's wearing Payless shoes?
How is
going to go out into the highways and the hedges and talk to the man whose nose is running? Whose pants is hanging? See, know God for yourself, and then you'll do the things that God chose for you to do. You don't try to be like everybody else. You be the authentic you that God has called you to be. Know God for yourself. God bless you all. I tell you, I didn't mean to take up. God told me to stop all that apologizing about His word. Woman of God, thank you for the invite. And everything that came out of my mouth, people, if you're listening all around the world, God spoke to me first. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Now, I like that. I like that, what you said. He spoke to you first. That's awesome. Yeah, because when he gives us a word to share, it do points back at us. So you right about that. You are right. And so tonight, what we tell you know, she let us know, even going through these struggles and different situations that we're going through, we still in that we got to know God for ourselves, that he will deliver us and help us. That was powerful. That was
Hallelujah.
Powerful.
Glory.
Because that is the question. When you're going through the loneliness, what do you do? Who do you lean on? And at the end of the day, like she said, God. We need one another, but still, I can't make you go out of loneliness. I can't take you out of your depression. Only God can do that. He can use us as tools to encourage you and talk to one another and all that. But it's Him that delivers. So that is so true. So that was awesome, woman of God. That was powerful. Now, Tammy, what would you? Because I know you heard the first part of what we were talking about. What would you like to say before we go to the other guests? We can go on this second round of everybody saying something. What would you want to touch on as far as transparency, the raw truth? What would you say?
Okay.
I want to speak on.
But first, let me say good evening to everyone.
those that are on the line, you know, my sisters in Christ, and those that are tuned in, I just say good evening. But as I was just going throughout the day, God was dealing with me about loneliness and isolation.
Okay.
And one thing, and he was also talking to me about being transparent. And I said in my lifetime through my journey, I've shared with people how one night I was just angry. And I was angry because I was going through a lot. I was overwhelmed. And I heard God whisper to me. He said, somebody's deliverance is dependent upon your transparency.
Yeah.
And we don't know. First of all, we have to be real. Because it's the realness that draws people. It's the realness, not the title, but the realness that draws people. People need something they can relate to. And I'm not talking about just people in the body of Christ. I'm talking about people in the world. You know, people that I work with, you know, they say I'm approachable. And we have to know in our transparency, we have to be approachable at the same time. And I can relate to people. That's what people need. They need to be able to go to someone that's relatable. And I've noticed in the church over time that, and not every church, but leaders are not relatable. They don't want to talk about real life issues. They don't talk about their own personal struggles, you know. And God was talking to me today that some leaders are afraid to even be transparent because of the fear of being ostracized or judged or even losing members, you know. The reality is we can't be concerned about being judged. God said, when you are transparent, the flip side is people embrace you. The enemy would have you to think that people would judge you, which people will, and that's just life. But more than ever, when you are real and transparent, people embrace you. They embrace you because of your realness, your transparency. The rawness, you know what I'm saying? And so he, you know, even in my time now dealing with loneliness and isolation, you know, the devil even tried to come at me the other day with, oh, you've been divorced 11 years. You would have been married 26 years. Now you're all alone, you know, and I had to silence his voice. I had to silence his voice, you know. And one thing that I've learned in dealing with loneliness is you have to be careful not to make wrong decisions or hasty decisions.
Yeah.
In your loneliness, I found for myself when I made a hasty decision, I made a hasty decision when I got married 26 years ago, and it was the wrong decision because I was lonely. I felt like I have two children. I need a father for my children. I want a man that goes to church, and what I got was just a man that went to church. I thought I had a good catch, and this is nothing against him, you know, God bless him.
Yeah.
I thought I had a good catch, but it was not a God catch. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
It was me. I thought it was, oh, this is a good catch. You know, strong, nice-looking man, biceps, triceps, you know. thought it was a good catch, but it was not a God catch. So even in my time of loneliness during that time, I was not patient. So even now in 11 years that I've been divorced, I've learned to be patient. I've learned to be patient. And one thing I know, in my loneliness, God has already promised me a husband. So if God has said that your husband is coming, you got to believe God at his word. You got to believe what he says. He's not coming when you want him to come, because in your loneliness, God is doing something in you. He's doing something in me. And I have to embrace that. You know, I said, God, in this loneliness, I'm not going to make quick decisions. I'm going to consult you before I do anything. You know, I don't want to deal with consequences of my choices. I want God's choices. So, you know, and you have to be careful, because what the enemy will want you to do in your loneliness, per se, is what happens sometimes. We get in toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about what happened with me, you know, during my marriage, after my marriage, you know, toxic relationships that went nowhere because that was my choice. And God gives us the ability to choose. He says, choose life and death. And life are the right decisions that God has given you. Death are your own decisions, decisions you make in your flesh. You hear what I'm saying? Life and death.
Yeah.
Life are God's choices. Death are your choices. Either way, whatever way you go, there are consequences to the choices that you flow with.
Mm-hmm.
There are consequences, you know? So even in this, we have to, those that are us that are feeling lonely, embrace it. That's what I would say, embrace it, because loneliness is not a bad thing. Isolation is not a bad thing, you know? The devil, I'm just being real right now, because in my loneliness, you know, I cried, you know, I did some other things that I shouldn't have done, you know, and the devil would want me to be quiet. He would want me to be quiet. But see, also, when we're dealing with loneliness and we're dealing with issues and struggles or what have you, we have to be mindful of who we share our struggles with.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. We have to be mindful of who we share what we're struggling with, because the devil loves to use what he knows about us against us.
That's true.
He uses what he knows about us against us. You know, he tries to destroy our character, our name, you know, but we all know the devil is a liar. He's a liar. You know, I could touch on a lot of things, you know, loneliness, isolation, hurt, rejection, unforgiveness that I had in my heart, you know, and I know we can, over the weeks, we'll probably get into some other things, sex, lust, you know, all of that, you know, we're not, just because we go to church, we're a child of God, that does not mean that we are exempt from having struggles. We are not exempt from dealing with real issues, you know. And I believe that because people are not transparent, their deliverance is held up. Not just your deliverance, but somebody else's deliverance, you know. It's held up because you don't want to be transparent. You don't want to be honest with what you're dealing with. And it's not like God doesn't know what our struggles are. He wants you to know what your struggles are. You know, we try to, we put on the Wonder Woman cape, you know, we put on the what she wear, the hands on her wrists and she put on the boots, you know, cover up. We try to cover up, but let's take all of that off, you know. Men, take off
that
Superman cape, because we know you cry. We know you struggle with things, you
know.
That's
true. That's right.
You know, and for the men that, you know, they grew up where their parents or their father said, you're not supposed to cry. You know, I watched that in my own family, you know, where the men were told that, you know, take it like a man, you know, men don't cry. Yes, if you got blood in your body and water in your body, you cry. You're supposed to cry. God
yeah,
gave
that's
you tear
true.
Ducts, you're supposed to cry. You're supposed to cry. And, you know, I just thank God, you know, for this platform, because it's time to be real. It's time to be real.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
We got to forget all this. You know, I'm just going to say the phoniness and the fakeness, you know, it's time to be real. People are spending, like we were talking yesterday, Sister Tanya, people are spending lots of money to go see therapists, you know, and they're spending the money to go to see in therapy, and they come out the same, you know. They come out
still
the same because
up.
They're looking, they're still jacked
broke
up because they're looking
up.
For a
yep.
therapist. You know, yeah, they're looking for a therapist to bring the healing that they need, you know. That therapist just has a degree, you know, and thank God for the therapists that are, you know, men and women of God, you know, but you still come out jacked up and you done spent $15,000, you know, to be jacked up, you know.
And that's true.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
And God, even in my loneliness and dealing with it, I came to the place of understanding that loneliness in the physical is just temporary. I'm lonely, but not lonely, because I know God is with me, you know, and I'd rather stay connected to Him than do what I did before and try to get ahead of God, you know, and do things my way, because my way did not work. My way got me into, you know, some things that I should never have been in, you know. So I've learned in this journey of being alone that it's a good thing. It can be a good thing,
yeah.
But the enemy will make us think that it's a bad thing. You're going to always be alone, you know. You're never going to get married. Nobody's ever going to – you're getting older. Nobody's going to want, you know, you because you're getting older. Let me tell you, God has showed me, and He's been showing me these, I'm going to say, the last 3 months, women that I know in their 60s getting married. And I'm telling you, getting married and are happily married. Yes, we want to be married, you know, when we're young, you know, so we don't fornicate and be under in a fornication. But God was showing me women that I know in their 60s getting married and happily married. I know a woman of God, she said she had been believing God for 30 years. She held on to God's promise. God told her at 30 that she would be married. She's 64 and just got married last year. You talk about patience. A lot of us are not patient like that. I wasn't. I wasn't patient, you know. I wasn't patient at all. Because I wanted to feel some muscles next to me in the bed, okay. Along with other stuff, and I'm just being real. I was not patient, you know, but that patience is because I was not patient. That pleasure and temporary. I'm just saying it was quick and temporary, you know. And I said, God, you know, just keep me, and He has been keeping me. He's been keeping me, you know. I've heard people always say, girl, are you a walking Bible? That don't mean I don't have issues. That doesn't mean I don't have struggles. You know, I might know that Bible forward and backwards, but in the real, Tammy got issues, you know. I got issues. Mm-hmm. And I used to have an attitude, you know. It couldn't tell me nothing. God said, I want that. But he dealt with me in my loneliness, in my isolation, you know. And he said, I want that, and I'm going to get it out of you. You know, I hear the Lord saying now, even in this, those of us that are dealing with the loneliness and the isolation, let this be a time of preparation for your next. In this loneliness
wow.
and this season of isolation, God is preparing you. He's doing some things in you that you don't even know that he's doing, but he's preparing you for the next chapter of your book. We are all a book in life.
Mm-hmm.
God wrote our stories. He wrote our stories. So we're a book. My book is different from
That's
you,
right.
Tanya. My book is different from Wayne. My book is different from Antoinette.
Mm-hmm.
My book is different from Annette. But God wrote
mm-hmm.
our book. He wrote our book. And we have to, you know, since he wrote it, he already knows what we're going to struggle with, what we're going to deal with. Like, this chapter
mm-hmm.
of my life is loneliness and isolation. I didn't understand it at first. He began to remove people out of my life, people that
mm-hmm.
I was connected to in ministry for 25 years. You know, God just removed them. And it was him, because it wasn't anything that I did. You know, I experienced some betrayal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced, you know, other things. And it was like I didn't even see it coming. But it was a God thing. It was a God thing.
Yeah.
Because that chapter of my life was over. It was over. And see, I'm a reader. I love reading books. And sometimes I read a book, I read it slow, and then sometimes I want to go back and reread a chapter, you know, and sometimes I might read the same chapter three times. And God said, but when you in life, let that chapter close. Let that chapter close.
Yeah.
And he also said that chapter, after you close that chapter and go on to the next chapter, later on in life, sometimes what you went through in that previous chapter, he will use it in or bring it back to you to help somebody else. But we just have to know when to leave the chapter and move on. You know what I'm
Amen.
Saying?
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
And you know that's
and,
true.
Yeah, so we have to know that, you know, we're books. We're books. And that
yeah.
was the like the revelation that he gave me today, you know.
Amen.
That
we
yeah.
are walking books. And, you know,
Amen.
Even in isolation, you know, a lot of people are dealing with isolation right now. And like I said, isolation is a good place, you know, because you can look at it as being a bad thing or a good thing. I choose to look at it as a good thing. You know, and every time I go through something, I ask God, where are you in this? What
mm-hmm.
do you want me to get from this? You know,
mm-hmm.
even
good.
I dealt
That's
with
good.
So much church hurt and so much church rejection. I mean,
yeah.
there were days
that
when
part.
I was crying nights and nights and nights on end. And
yeah.
and I said,
right. yeah.
I said, what do I need to get out of this, God? What do I need to get out of this?
Yeah.
You know,
we
and,
got
and
15
and
more
one
minutes
that,
left. Yeah.
Okay.
We got
and,
15
and one,
more minutes
one,
left
one,
because they too need to speak. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can finish
okay.
that up,
but
we
I,
have
I,
two.
I,
yeah, the other
you know,
two need to speak.
Okay, and I know we're going to, you know, over the week go through even more, but I just want to say to the people listening, it's okay not to be okay. Whatever you're dealing with, it's okay to not be okay, because God
Amen.
Is with you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So whatever you're
yeah.
dealing with and whatever you're struggling with, it's okay to not be okay.
Amen.
Yep,
that's
praise
true.
God.
That is that is true.
Amen.
Wayne, what did you want to add to that, Anjanette? Because we got like maybe 15 more minutes before we got to go off.
I just want to say that you know, we all are in a war of mind, body, and soul. You know, and we have to fight beyond what we go through. We have to survive, you know, what comes to us. We pretty much are going through curveballs, you know, the curveness of life. And we just have to learn to duck, pretty much. And the only way that we're going to do that is with the help of the Lord. We keep our eyes on Him. He will help us through it. And it was such an encouraging word that I heard through Tammy and, of course, Annette, you know, that even made me, some triggered in me, you know, to get back on what's really important, you know, and what we sometimes can be blind and not be able to see when we go through certain things. So that's all I want to say.
Amen. That's it. Yeah.
Anjanette, what would you say?
Oh, I just enjoyed that. Both the women of God, I really thank God for them, what they were sharing. And I know it blessed me or blessed others that truly, you know, as she was saying, you know, we know where our help. Our help does come from the Lord. And if we look to Him and not to others, you know, once, you know, you do, that's the stuff you got to get to, you know.
As you
get into your word and staying prayerful, and each one of them is a step. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people, as I talk with them, they don't do both at the same time. But once you get there, and you get to Him, my grandma told me, you know that word for yourself. That would definitely help bring you out of, you know, from looking at the people, because we put them on pedestals, as you said, and when they fall, here we go, we don't fall because we're looking at the wrong thing. So we keep our eyes on Him.
Mm-hmm.
Stay prayerful, use words, stand on it. We'll make it through it. And like you say, you know, it's good not to be okay, because then too, even in those times, we're going to, you know, not feel like praying and reading. And then the enemy will bring up those things that the woman of God was sharing of past marriages or where you erred and all those things. You got to shut them down. So it's constant. It's a constant daily fight in it, and you know, resisting the enemy so that he will flee, and just encouraging yourself with the word of God and on. So truly thank God for that, and just trusting in God. He will bring us through
all
our cares on Him. He will bring us through.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That is true. What everybody was saying, it was like on one accord, you know. And one thing that I did love about what Tammy was saying, it is okay not being okay. I get that, because so many people beat themselves up because they've made mistakes or they're feeling some kind of way. You know, they're caught up in
really
their feelings at that moment.
Yes.
So people be hard on themselves, and you should not be hard on yourself, because this is life. We're going to go through things. The word of God tells us we're going to go through. You know what I'm saying? But He will be there to deliver us from them all. And another thing that I liked about what Annette said, no matter what we go through, we still got to know God for ourselves. We cannot allow depression and loneliness and all these other different things to get the best of us that we don't even know who God is. Because we so caught on who we are and what we going through and how we feel is all about the I, and it's no more about Him. And He's sitting back waving like, hey, I am the I am. You know what I'm saying? I am here to help you. But we so focused on how we're going to deal with it our way and not really seeking Him. You know, it's really rough. Sometimes to sit here at night and think on memories of Auntie. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard. Sometimes I feel like throwing the computer. I'm serious. Where I could just sit down and say, God, I just want to pick up the phone and call her, and I know I can't. You know, it's been a struggle. It's been a heavy struggle.
Yeah.
But what I love about the struggle is my soul has been crying out and saying, God, I will not go in that dark place like I did my dad. I will not continue to allow this spirit to have me laying down 24/7. I will not have this spirit allow me to just be angry and be bitter. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to be bothered with nobody.
Yeah.
I refuse.
Yeah.
And so when Vanessa said to me, and I don't know, she don't know, Wayne, you don't know how you made me feel when I was over there last weekend, and you said something to me that came to me even last night, the word that you spoke when you said, you might be grieving, you might be mourning. You said, but I see a difference that from your dad. You remember you said that to me, Wayne?
Yeah, I remember.
You said there is a difference. You did say that. You said there is a difference.
My Lord.
You know, you're not doing, and I'm noticing even a difference.
Ooh, oh,
you know,
God.
Yeah, I said here, and yeah, I think on certain things, and yeah, I feel irritated, and I'm still saying, God, I don't understand, you know, but he's giving me laughter, and I'm thanking God he's giving me people that can call me and make me laugh and get my mind off of that thing, and I'm finding.
Thank you, Lord.
And moving around and not just laying down all day and just down in the dump. You know, and I thank God because he's showing me his hand. So what I'm saying before we go off the airwaves is this. Despite of the loneliness, despite of the grieving and the mourning and different issues that we go through, you know, of rejection and all kind of things, at the end of the day, when we feel that we are weak, God is there to say we are strong.
Yay. Glory.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting tonight in this transparency, because we're going to be hearing from other people throughout the weeks and as well as ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
And even those that's out there that's going to come on and speak it raw, whether they're on drugs
come
or
on.
Whatever, again, the word to them
bless
is you are
Lord.
Strong. In a lot of areas where you feel you are weak in. And the
come
reason
on,
why
hallelujah.
I say that is because if we were still weak, we wouldn't be on these airwaves tonight.
Come on, Amy.
Because I could have been laying there saying, you know, I'm not going to stay still, so I'm not ready yet. Y'all on here tonight could have said, well, I'm still feeling lonely, and I'm just going to deal in the corner and deal with this
come
loneliness
on,
with the brown paper bag on tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? None of us would be on here coming raw with things that we have challenges with and how we deal with it if we wasn't strong. And that, to me, I feel with these shows, is going to build, is going to uplift, is going to deliver, and it's going to save, and it's going to encourage, and it will bring joy to not just us, but to many around the globe. And that's what this transparency in the raw, speaking the raw truth, and we have not sugarcoated anything, not at all. Tammy sat there and really brought it out. She said, I like to have steel muscles. You know, a holding
come
me.
On, Amy.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we call transparent. Some people wouldn't say that. You know what I'm saying? But that's what
that's
I love
right.
about that. She was real about that thing. I was real about
Amy
that thing when I said about
that's
sipping
right.
on wine. You feel some kind of way. I was not going to hide that. You know what I'm saying?
Come
for Anjanette to come on and say, feeling rejection from the church and how, you know, different things she went through and encountered, that was real. And
my
then
God.
When you went and said the same thing, how you battled with loneliness and how you have desires, you know what I'm saying? So this is what
that's
we're
right.
talking
that's
about,
right.
transparent. And if we as the body of Christ be more transparent and let these people know that, yes, I am a woman of God, yes, I'm a man of God, or whoever you are in God, you know what I'm saying? And we may walk in gifts and callings and all these different things and have powerful ministries. But at the end of the day, we're letting the world know that We are still human. And we go through things because we are in this life. We have battles just like the next. You know what I'm saying? We go through struggles just like the next. We have our ups, we have our downs, our highs, and our lows.
Amen.
But there's a but, though. There's a but.
There's a but.
And it goes all the way back to what Annette said. You got to know God. For yourself.
For yourself.
And that's the key thing we want the people to know in these shows. We want them to know, yes, we're being transparent, and yes, we're bringing it raw, and yes, we do have these issues, but the main thing to deliver us around the world, whether you in the church or out of the church or whatever, or halfway in the church or however you want to call it, God is the answer of our transparency.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He is the answer.
Yeah.
He's the answer of the raw truth of this, that's the key thing. And so I just thank God for you all joining me. I thank God.
Thank God for you,
my God. You know, I have to say all of y'all is my sisters. You know, indeed, because if it wasn't for y'all, and it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be on here tonight. I'm going to tell you, when Dad passed away, I was not doing radio like that and talking and going on. I still was doing a lot of recording. But for me to do this, I drew strength not only from y'all, but I drew it even from God. And I just want to say I love y'all. I thank you for just
love you more.
Just being there. So in saying that, we got, I want to say, 8 minutes left, and we want to always end out in prayer. So, Annette, you know I was going to call on you. And each week we'll have different ones, you know, end us out in prayer. And then we're going to tune in on next week. Next week we're going to be doing this, you know, again in the raw. We'll be talking about other things, other transparency. So in this 8 minutes, sis, we need you to pray us off the air.
Oh, my God. Praise God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for every word, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And, Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you seal it. Cover it in your word. God, that those that it reach, hallelujah, that it would also teach them, oh God. Hallelujah. Teach them in your word. Lead them and guide them, oh God. My God, your word, it doesn't return void, but it'll do what it is set out to do. Give your people that ear to hear, hallelujah, that they move according to your will, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, look on those, God, that are weary, my God, hallelujah, those that have lost loved ones, those that have gotten a bad diagnosis, a bad report, my God, whose report will we believe? Help us, oh God. Help those that are doubting, oh God. Help those, oh God, that say they need a little more faith, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to strengthen those that are on the battlefield. Hallelujah, that we would live a life that our life would shine before all men, that they'll be able to see God in us. Father God, help us to continue to represent you and represent you well in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Touch right now, God, those that don't know you, oh God. Lord, put something under them, a fire that would burn them, an itch or something that will cause them to say, I want to know Jesus. Hey, God, deliver your people, save your people, my God. Set them free, oh God, from the hands of Satan, oh God. Loose the shackles, chains, and of Osiah. Touch that marriage,
Jesus.
Oh God. Reunite, rekindle, hallelujah, that one that
Jesus.
Is lonely, my God. My God, I pray right now,
God.
Oh God, that you would send your angels, God, my God, to whisper
Jesus.
Sweet nothings of Jesus. My God, that would pick that hung down head up, oh God. Father God, look on those that are in the hospital, those that are behind the prison walls, prostitutes, all those that are addicted to something.
Lord.
My God, do something different. Father God, I pray right now for those in high places, Senate, Governor, my God, President. God, you know. And Father God, we ask that you meet the need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
Holy Ghost, arrest us.
faith that
yes,
we will continue,
God. Yes.
God, to speak your word over the airwaves, my God,
yes,
and over
Lord.
The Facebook pages, however we decide to put it out. Help us to speak
yes,
you,
Jesus,
Jesus, all day. In the
yes,
God, continue
thank
to strengthen
you,
the woman of God and the ministry,
yes,
my God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Continue,
yes,
God, to
thank
give
you,
her resources
Jesus.
And ideas, oh God. Lord, open
yes,
doors
yes,
that
Lord.
No man can shut. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
Jesus.
Mighty name
yes,
of Jesus. God, strengthen her,
yes,
God, right now to
yes,
continue
God.
To do what it is that you have called her to do. Touch every woman
yes,
that is
Jesus.
On this land tonight, God. Help us,
yes,
my God,
Jesus.
To go further in you, oh God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
God.
We pray.
Yes,
hey,
Jesus.
Amen and
yes.
amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, we just thank God for everybody that, you know, tuned in on tonight. And we just say tune in on next week, because each week, you know, it's going to get even more better, and it's going to get even more greater. And that's what I just thank God for, that each week, and you know, that it will get greater and better. And just know that, you know, that I love everybody, and just know that God loves you more. Always remember our motto, don't live good to thy bad, but live good to thy great in Christ Jesus. Have a wonderful and blessed night.